All right, so after 60 Minutes last night, the thing I was really looking forward to seeing was my weekly fix of The Amazing Race, which unfortunately ended with this.
Terry and Ian, you are the last team to arrive. I'm sorry to tell you, you have been eliminated from the race.
That's Terry and Ian Pollock, who were on season 3 of The Amazing Race. Didn't win the million that time, and unfortunately didn't win the million this time around. They are about to get on yet another plane, not for another amazing race, but I think to go home and, you know, sit down for a little while. And Ian, is that you on the phone?
Yes, Paul, it is.
It's a pleasure to talk to you. How are you?
Oh, we're doing just great. How's it going with you?
It's going very, very well. I have to tell you, I rooted for you in season 3, and I was rooting for you this time because I always root for the middle-aged people.
Thank you very much.
If only you were bald, I would have been completely on your side. I did have my fandom was split between you and Kevin and Drew, the fraternity brothers, because they had the no hair thing going on.
Right.
But you and Terry did a terrific job. And what happened when you got to the end there? How far behind the leaders were you? Because it seemed like Phil had been up 24 hours.
We were like 12 to 24 behind and probably somewhere around 15 hours.
Wow. So is it possible that Myrna and Shmirna had actually departed from that location before you even got there?
It's very possible, yes.
Wow. Wow.
Now, we got caught in a religious migration in that South African airport. There were 10,000 people in that airport, and there were just no seats on any plane.
And that's why you couldn't get out of Mobutu and get to Johannesburg and then move on to Dar es Salaam.
That's correct.
Yeah. How come the other teams were able to go upstairs and get tickets, but you and Team Guido couldn't do that?
Well, you know, everybody got put on standby, and they just selected who they were going to put on the plane.
How was it for you this time around? Was it easier? Was it harder?
It was a different type of race than Amazing Race. There was a lot more sleep deprivation and frustration. It was a little bit different.
Was it planned that way by the producers, or do you think it just worked out that way?
I think it probably just worked out that way.
And was it easier to deal with once you were on the ground and actually dealing with the locals or the locations because you had had the experience and you kind of knew what to expect? Did that make it easier at all?
I thought it was easier in that respect, yes. We never really had any problems with people on the ground at all. We were able to, you saw our racing ability. We were doing pretty good.
Yeah, I thought you guys were a good, solid team.
Yeah, it just, you know, there's a lot of luck involved in the race, and we zigged and it zagged.
Is Terry there with you?
She is.
Can you put her on?
I sure can.
I'd love to talk to her. Thanks, Ian. I appreciate
Hello.
It. Hi, Terry.
Hey, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm just fine, thanks.
You're not sleeping at that airport, are you?
You better believe I'm not.
You'll never look at another airport without thinking we're not sleeping here.
No, no more floors for me.
What were the best and worst places you went to on your two times around the world with The Amazing Race?
Oh, every place that we went to was spectacular. I would think that in our first race, we went to Singapore and, you know, in the European countries, it was beautiful. In this race, I think that my favorite place was probably Ushuaia, the southernmost city in the world, and looking over and seeing the Straits of Magellan and places that I never thought I would see.
Is that the southern tip of Chile?
It's in Argentina.
Uh-huh.
And it is the most southern city in the world.
Is it cold there?
Only up in the mountains, off the glacier.
Which is where you were, right?
That's correct, you know, but down on in the land level, it was warm and beautiful.
And were there any places that you went to where you said to Ian, you know what, when we do any traveling in the future, there is no way we're ever coming back here?
I would say that I've had my fill of South America.
You spent a lot of time there on this trip, didn't you?
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
Yes, we did, you know, but to go back to Africa anywhere would be good by me, even except maybe Johannesburg. If I ever see that airport again, I don't know what I'll do.
And tell me about competing with some of these other teams.
Oh, you know, all the teams were great, obviously. This time they were all stars like we were, and we enjoyed it thoroughly.
Who were more annoying, Charla and Myrna or Rob and Amber?
Annoying?
Yes.
I don't know that I would say anybody was annoying, you know, but either way, we were glad that we raced longer than Rob and Amber.
Yeah.
and Charlotte and Nina are doing a really good job. So what are we to say, right?
Yeah, and then you ended up at Elimination Station with some of these other teams and sat in the Acapulco sun and drank and ate for a few days, right?
That's correct. That was quite nice. You know, it was in Acapulco was where Ian and I spent our honeymoon 25, almost 26 years ago now. And we were right around the corner from there. So it was a little nostalgic as well.
Well, I've talked about the show a lot because I've seen every episode and we've had Phil on the show a lot. And the other teams have been eliminated through the years have come on the show. And my wife and I, you know, we've been married and we've been together. This is 24 years for us this summer. And so we could always relate to couples like you who were able to argue but still love each other and fight their way through as close to the finish line as they could get. So congratulations for doing that, and thanks for your time. I know you got to run and make an a plane now. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, Paul. Anytime you want us back, just call.
All right. Thanks, Terry.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Terry and Ian Pollack, the team eliminated from the Amazing Race All-Stars last night. I'm starting to get the bad, queasy feeling in my stomach that Charlotte and Mirna win this whole thing.
And they're most annoying to you.
They are among the most annoying teams to ever be on this. When Terry and Ian were on the first time around in season three, the team that won that year was Flo and Zach.
Mm-hmm.
Flo was the biggest whiner in the history of all television.
Right.
Not just this show, all television. And she ended up winning the million and splitting it with this guy, Zach. Charlotte and Mirna are up there with them.
See, Robin Amber, I could never see again. But I don't. But
I like Robin. You know.
Yeah, you like them because they're conniving.
They're good TV.
Yeah. These
other people are just annoying. The kind of people you wouldn't want to have them around under any circumstances, anywhere, anytime.